Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha, and this is the Good Word Podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play. And joining us is Lamont Addo. Lamont, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You've created a social media platform, as if we need another one, but yours is different than kind of what's already out there. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and your app that you created.
Well, I am a musician professionally. I born and raised in Washington, D.C. Through all the obstacles that I faced in life, I kind of wanted to create a platform where I could express myself without judgment. So I created Gister. Gister is a social media platform, just like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, with all of those same features. But what makes us different is that we have dual profiles. So every user has a public profile and an anonymous profile from which they can post. And the reason I created the social media platform that way is because our culture nowadays, we express ourselves through posting. And everyone doesn't have access to therapy or, you know, your church. And so I wanted to give everyone an outlet to be able to, like, get things off of their chest. You know, trauma is real. And in certain situations, topics are taboo. And, you know, we end up holding a lot of things in. And so I thought that this would be a great project to complete. And, you know, I wanted to leave something behind for my children. I wanted the world to know I was here. I wanted to make a contribution to the world.
You know, you brought up a good point. You said that you mentioned therapy, and I can't recall how many conversations I've had where either myself or someone has said that people are using social media as a form of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
As a platform to release.
Yeah, it's real. But a lot of times the backlash from, like, you know, if you're posting on Instagram, like, you know, if you have a bad day, you know, you want to post something, or if you have that breakup, or if somebody makes you angry at work, you know, you want to make that post, or you want to get it out of you. But a lot of times we fear the backlash that we'll get for expressing our true and honest opinions. And Gister gives you that opportunity to do that, you know.
So you grew up in the church. The Good Word Podcast is a faith-based podcast. We don't really shy away from that at all. But the great part is that we have something for everyone. So we try to meet people where they are. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what you do. But we are a faith-based podcast, and you grew up in the church, and you and I were chatting about that. What role and impact did that have on who you are now and your creativity that you use to create Gister?
Well, it's, you know, my mom, I was adopted when I was a baby, and my mom was older, and I was raised in church, and we would go every day except for Monday. But she was very liberal in her older age. And she would allow me to explore my creativity. So I became a musician, and then I became an artist, and then I became an entrepreneur, and I had a janitorial company that serviced First Baptist of Glen Arden for a while until the pandemic hit. And then during the pandemic, I was building this app, and it has been God who has, led me to even create this app. Because I don't have a technical background. I don't have the education to really create this, but here it is. And even the financials, you know, I had obstacles, especially during the pandemic. It affected my company and my other jobs. But somehow it got created whenever we had a deadline or a payment or we reached a stumbling block that we couldn't figure out ourselves. It was always help sent to us or always money sent to us. And it was not easy, but in retrospect, I can only say that it was God that helped us to create this, you know? Even the idea, you know, to think that I'm just a musician, you know, that's what I thought. I'm just a musician. But to have that inspiration to say, no, you can create whatever it is that you want to create. Whatever I give you the inspiration to create, you can create. And the provision will be there.
Listen, so, listen, you are preaching. You're preaching right now. God will, what do they say? Favor ain't fair.
Favor is not fair. I'm telling you, it's not, but I am grateful for it.
Right. And we're so happy that you are succeeding. You know, you mentioned the pandemic. How are you navigating as we try to come out of it?
You know, it's really one step at a time. But, you know, it's taking a lot of self-encouragement. I have to encourage myself a lot of times because, again, the obstacles that I have faced in just creating this, not in addition to even just life, my children, my music, you know, church work, you know, it's difficult, but it's possible, you know, if you keep your mind focused. You set your goals and really keep God first. I mean, I've had even moments where I've looked at God and said, hey, you know, what are you doing here? Because this does not look like something you would put me in. But he always just keeps bringing me out of it. You know what I mean? And it's not like stupid mistakes. It's like he's taking me through tests. You know, these are not, you know, things that I've created that now I need him to get me out of. These are like tests that it's seemingly, at least, you know, that he's allowing me to go through during the pandemic. You know, we had the money for the whole thing at the beginning of the pandemic. But then as the pandemic happened, you know, money had to be allocated to different things. And it's God who was keeping us through the pandemic for sure.
Well, it's nothing
that's the
but,
short answer.
It's nothing but God. Yeah. I did get a chance to check out Gister a little bit. Is there an age requirement? And what would you say makes it different than Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram?
So there is an age requirement. Because it's uncensored, you know, we didn't want to have, you know, youth or young people accessing it, you know, and seeing things or reading things that, you know, might be too much for them at their age. So there is a age restriction, but I think what makes it different is the dual profiles. I have seen so many people in just the short span of time that it's been out, just expressing real truths. A lot of men expressing real hurt that I know they can't express to their wives or their girlfriends or even their family members. And I know this because I'm one of those guys, you know, who expresses myself, you know, the hurt that we experience, the pressure that we feel, how our emotions or our feelings seem to be negated in a lot of situations in life or overlooked. I mean, people post those things. A lot of women are posting, how do I become better women? Like, I haven't had that upbringing. Trying to figure out how to become a better wife, or, you know, people just saying, I have a bad day, or I do not like my boss, you know, and it being okay to post it.
So it sounds like to me what really separates you from some of the other platforms is that there's this anonymous option. There's this anonymity.
Yes. 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 Yeah. It works. You know, when we were creating it, that was my hope. I said, I hope this works. I didn't want it to just be there and become another app. I wanted it to actually help people heal. And it is. It's doing just that every day. So you can even create, you know, specialty groups. So we have fitness groups. We have financial groups. People create their own groups on there. And it's really just doing an amazing job.
So you are a friend of the podcast, Jermaine Smith, who has been on the podcast several times and has an incredible testimony.
Yes.
What would you say is your testimony? What's your message?
Oof. My message would definitely be that you can achieve anything. Again, I was adopted by an older woman She was 65, I believe, when she adopted me. And I was 2 months old. And my parents were on drugs and arrested. And I've never met them. And I've experienced all types of traumas growing up. You know, I've been touched inappropriately by older women when I was a child. I've had people discourage me in my music career. They told me I would never be able to play organ. And now those same people ask me for lessons. I didn't have the business background to start the janitor company. And people would say, well, why would you do that since you don't know anything about it? But I was also led by God to do that, just to turn around 3 months after it was opened to get a contract with Glen Arden, First Baptist of Glen Arden. You know, that's like the biggest church over here.
I know. So listen, for folks who listen to the podcast, you guys know this already, but I grew up in Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church with Bishop Alfred Owens and co-pastor Susie C. Owens. And yes, I know that they are good friends with the leadership over at Glen Arden.
Absolutely.
But yes, yeah, I'm fully aware.
So to be a young Black man, you know, able to create all of these things and for them to be accepted and to actually, forget me making money, I was able to give 18, 19 different young men jobs.
Wow.
You know, we have employees, you know, it's inspiring to see that I can, one man, myself, with such a, you know, obscure background, to be able to accomplish so much. It's God. It's only God, you know, because I have not been perfect in life, you know, I haven't, but to be able to still overcome obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and now to even be here talking to you about an app, you know, that is mind-blowing to me. Some may not think so, but to me, it's a testament in itself to the power of God and what he can do. And what we can do as individuals when we focus and we pay attention to our goals. You know what I mean? That's just where I am.
So, Gister, when did it go live? And tell us a little bit about the volume of people who are using it now.
We went live, I believe, in April. I don't remember the exact date right now. We went live in April. And, you know, it's just, we do, you know, Instagram promotions, YouTube promotions. We create, you know, a lot of different marketing tools to promote. And we have just seen an influx of people, you know, from all over the world, actually. From here, California, Nigeria, Johannesburg, we have Tokyo, Japan. We have people all over the world who are finding it and utilizing it in the right way.
Which is incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so what's next? What's the next chapter?
You know, we're going to keep developing it. It's not monetized. You know, we pay for it. I pay for it myself. It's my gift to the world. So I want it to be organic and stay as organic as long as possible, you know, and just let it grow and see what happens. You know, now that I've built an app, I'm actually learning how to code after the fact, you know, like
how backwards.
Yeah, you know, but I'm following where life takes me, you know. As life presents opportunities, I take them, I run towards them, you know, and I'm just focused. So whatever life has, that's what we're going to do.
Wonderful. So Lamont, tell folks who are listening where they can find you, how they can follow your journey.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
How can they follow your journey? Where can we find you?
Yes, on Instagram, my name is Lamont_world_85. On Facebook, Lamont Addo. We have a Gister page at Gister app. And you can download the app in your Google or iOS or Apple Store. Or you can go directly to the website, www.thegistis.com.
And it will take you. I like that.
Yeah. It would take you directly to the website where you can access the link to for the app.
So, you know, everyone who comes on the podcast, we always ask them to share a good word with our listeners and people who follow us. So what would you say is the good word?
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Do not allow
anyone to tell you what you can and cannot do. And it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you experienced. If you focus on God and focus on yourself, because self-love is very important in this, you can and will accomplish anything, period.
Lamont, I love it. I love what you're doing. I love the good word that you just shared with us. I think it's incredible. And I just wanted to thank you so, so much for joining us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. And Lamont Addo, did I pronounce that correctly? I think I did.
Correct.
Founder of Gister, J-I-S-T-E-R, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are rooting for you. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much for having me.